too. Oh, this is great, Mark. I like it. Welcome to Anchorage East Rotary. We are going to open with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. And we are having the pledge by Susan Bunker. Susan?
I'm right there.
Our pledger leader has food in her mouth.
No, I probably have it in my teeth. Fellow Rotarians, please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Francis Galela will give the moment of inspiration. Francis, you've grown since last time I saw you.
It's this wonderful food in this hotel that's doing it. Since we're living in turbulent times and tough times right now, I thought calling upon a prayer by St. Francis of Assisi, his prayer for peace might be good today for our invocation. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. In case you're wondering, please be seated. In case you're wondering, I am not Jeff Thone. Jeff is sick today. We wish him well, and we wish he will be getting well. And I especially wish he'll be getting well because I'm running today's meeting without an agenda. So that's, I have a lot of motivation that hopes he'll be well next week. But we have the lady who was right here has now moved, and she's going to introduce our visiting Rotarian, Susan Bunker, wherever you are.
I'm omnipresent. Anchorage East Rotary, we have a visitor from downtown, Karen Mathias, Classification Public Administration.
Hi, Karen.
And all the way from Wakefield, Massachusetts, E. Turner Lewis, DVM. A Iditarod veteran.
Welcome. He has a flag, Diane. Do you have a flag in return?
We
have one from Wakefield, Mass. And people always like to get one from Anchorage, Alaska. So Diane Louise, our beautiful Sergeant at Arms, will give it to him. I'd like to introduce the head table. To my right, just sitting down, up and down on the head table, is a longtime Rotarian, Susan Bunker. And next to her is Jimmy, our exchange student. And to my left is Rosalie Nadeau, another long-term and good Rotarian. To Rosalie's left is our speaker, whose name is Christy Artuso. No, that would be her. On my far left is our speaker, Christy Artuso, and next to her is Robin Shabika. Robin Shabika. A piece of cake. We got it without an agenda. Okay. Just a couple of announcements that I'd like to make before we do our Happy Dollars and announcements. One is Greg Solomon and I reviewed possibilities for locating our meeting at both the Nina Center and the Hilton Hotel. We had talked to a few other hotels and they deferred on it, but we ended up meeting with and interviewing with the Nina Center and with Hilton Hotel and comparing the possibilities. As it turns out, at the Nina Center, there were some, number one, it was $24 as opposed to $18 at the Hilton Hotel, and it would go up to $26 the next year, and Hilton is going to stay at $18, so there's $6 difference this year, $8 difference, or $6 difference the first year of my term beginning in July, $8 difference beginning the second year of my term. They also could not, or would not, probably could not, do a coffee option or a coffee and dessert option. And the Hilton has agreed to do a coffee option and a coffee and dessert option and to not raise the prices for 2.5 years. We also had some problems at the Nina Center with there were 4 days where we could not meet there at all any place in the center, and we'd have to schedule our own meetings outside the center. And I don't believe there's any in the next year scheduled at the Hilton where we have to meet outside the center. So all things considered, Greg and I made our report, and we did talk to the Hilton about a couple of things. One is we talked to them about having input on food. And so they agreed, what they agreed to do, number one, have the dessert option, the coffee, dessert and coffee option, the food option. They also agreed to meet a 3-to-5-person committee with a 3-to-5-person committee of Rotarians here to make suggestions on the presentation, the food, the various things that we're doing. And the Hilton also promised that we could keep Debbie and Phyllis, which was a big deal. So with that, Greg and I made our recommendation that we stay at the Hilton for a full 2 years, beginning July of this coming year. Parking was also a big problem over at Denina, but we made the board of directors approved it for 2 years, beginning July, to stay at the Hilton. And we have 3 people who have volunteered to be on the a committee to meet with the Hilton to talk about the menu, and they're very willing to work with us on whatever we would like. And we have 3 people from the board, and if there's 2 other people here who would like to serve on that committee, you could raise your hand and let us know, or just let me know, and we'll add you to that committee. So that is a recommendation of the board. We haven't signed the contract yet. We want to have a before we do that, we wanted to make the announcement to the membership, and if there are significant problems with that, we certainly will not sign the contract until we resolve those problems with the membership. So that's where we stand right now with the Hilton. And so we will probably be signing that within the next month or so unless we hear significant objection from the membership. The other announcement I wanted to make is that Sharon Anderson, I think, as you know, was voted on by this group as the upcoming vice president. And Sharon has taken a job that will commit her for 1.5 years. And she came to the board meeting to ask for 1.5 years leave of absence in a very emotional request. She said she was going to have to do it, and with the hope that we would let her back in after 1.5 years. It was very touching. The board did approve her request for 1.5 years leave of absence. That leaves my term without a vice president. I've made a selection of the person I would like. I have to meet with the 3 past presidents of Rotary, and I think it was Mary Rolfing, Jim Olson, and who was the 3rd past president we met with? Do you remember, Jim? Oh, Kathleen. Okay. So I'd like, was it Kathleen? If the 3 of you could just meet me, if Kathleen, if you weren't there, if you weren't part of it, you are now. So if those 3 past presidents would just meet with me, I need to let them know what my recommendations are to replace Sharon Anderson. So that's it. Madam Diane Louise.
You know, we're going to do a John Bassler Memorial Scholarship Split the Pot from now until the end of the year. The board designated $1,000 to go to a scholarship for a deserving high school student, and I have made it my mission that I will get that from the Split the Pot funds. John would come each time. He would open a wallet that was probably a Christmas gift from 1957. Sometimes there was only $1 in there, and he wanted to be a part of the Split the Pot because singing and Rotary were such a part of his life. So that's what we're going to do. This week, if you don't have one, you're welcome to slip on back here and buy some tickets. They're $1 a piece, or 6 for $5, and this week you get some macadamia chocolates as well. Also, I want to tell you a little bit about why you have the card. We're going to play our own game of Hold 'em. So each week you're going to get a card, and there will be fantastic gifts and lots of fun. You're going to be playing your hand of poker as we make it through the month of March, and Lance is going to tell you why.
Thank you, Sergeant Arms Diane, President-elect Rick, wherever you went. My name is Lance Wilbur, and I have a couple announcements here. One, just to remind the membership that on March 28th, we are having our Annie F. Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, and I have the tickets for those. The event will be starting at 4 o'clock until someone wins, probably 3 a.m. on Sunday. It'll start on March 28th, and the proceeds from our event go to four nonprofits, and I'd like to introduce Ryan Zinn, who is the program director for Alaska Friends Costa. So his organization will be one of the recipients for the funds received from the poker tournament. So please welcome Ryan.
Thank you. And what does CASA stand for, Ryan?
I'm sorry, Court Appointed Special Advocates.
Wonderful. Thank you. And everyone has their card at this table? Yes? Okay, are there any twos? Any twos at this table? Twos, your playing card. Any eights? You have an eight? Great. All right. As we make our way around the room, you have an opportunity to get another card for your Texas Hold'em Rotary hand. You just have to answer a question. What's happening on March 28th of this month?
The Ante Up event.
You betcha. See how easy this is? And he gets to choose another card. Now, are there any other happy dollars at this table? Oh, I had another idea, too. If you can slip into your happy dollar announcement something that is sort of common poker sort of language, you get another card, like ante up or, you know, words like that. Any other happy dollars?
I've got $2, and I'm wondering where Rick went to, because one of them involves Rick Maestrom. The second dollar involves Rick. First one's a happy dollar, because I met my son in Texas for a winter deer and turkey hunt, and it was extremely successful. We had a great father-son time. Super good time. The second one is a mean dollar, not a happy dollar, because Rick Maestrom was very mean to me. You remember that, don't you? We were over at the Denina Center at a special luncheon. One of our, let me think what it's called, Heroes of America Luncheon, Pillars of America Luncheon. And I stood up to ask a question of the guest speaker, Wes, the native American who starred in Last of the Mohicans and some other films. Super good actor. And I didn't have a microphone. That's okay. I thought, I'll use my command voice. And so I said to Rick, who was the MC, I don't need a microphone. I said this
kind of like this. I don't need a microphone.
Oh, now I remember.
Look at that. Rick, look at this. We all know you have a big mouth.
I did that.
Where did you get the microphone?
I thought that was really... I thought he was my friend, for God's sakes.
Francis, I do admit, I did say that, and all I had $5 to your
okay. Meanwhile, that Pillars of America luncheon, you should have come to it. There was a big draw there, wasn't there? That's my poker comment.
Have another card. President-elect Rick and fellow Rotarians, I have a happy dollar. I'm glad to be back in the USA and in Alaska. I got back Friday night from Nepal, and I'm especially thrilled to have electricity. For the next 5 years, the whole country is going through load shedding, which means you only have a total of 4 to 8 hours of electricity a day, and your 4 hours may be from midnight to four. That was 4 to 8 hours. Any other joyful dollars at this table? Wonderful. All right, how about this table? Any kings at this table? Kings. No kings. Jacks? Got any jacks? Fours. Fours. You have cards, right? Nines. Sevens.
All right. Don't forget to try to handle it.
President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, I would like to have two happy dollars. One for my Rotary Pop, who was very helpful in my induction and my education about Rotary, and I'm very appreciative of Rick, a good fellow. And also a happy dollar for joining the Rotary group here. It's been it's going to be a fun ride, and I look forward to participating, and I hope that I'll have a lot of fun with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Okay, now this is for the big money. This is for the card. How many charities are we supporting at the Texas Hold'em on March 28th?
I do not know.
It's four. Good job. All right, four.
President Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Greg Solomon. I have a quick announcement to make. If you want to purchase a printed directory of our membership, please come see me. If you have already signed up for it, please come see me. If you have comments about it, you know the routine. Please come see me. Thank you.
No poker things. Oh, no, anybody, when you're doing your happy dollar, you can slip in things like poker face and pass the buck and when the chips are down.
Thank you, President Rick, fellow Rotarians. Dave Kester here. And I just want to announce that not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, March 14th, marks our next mobile food pantry distribution. And I have sign-up sheets on your table. I hope that you can all fill out your name if you're intending to come, because I would love to have a full house of people there. So please sign up. That'll again be Saturday the 14th. So thanks.
All right. Good job. And joyful heart here.
Fellow Rotarians and President Rick, wherever you want. My name is Carol Rice, and I'm here to celebrate. I have three happy dollars, one for each eye of laser surgery that I just got through doing. And I now can see each and every one of you clearly. How about that?
Any other joyful hearts at the table? Clearly. Yes. Let me make my way over there.
President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, Michelle Tabler, and as I told you guys last week, I was going to Colorado to see my daughter, and I'm back, and I had a wonderful time. She's doing wonderful at school at CSU, and I saw lots of cowboys and horses. Does that count?
Oh, you mean like the card game horses? Oh, okay. Good try. Thanks.
President-elect Rick and Sergeant-at-Arms Diane, my name's Jeff Blake, and I'd like to introduce my guest, Lisa Monson, who is with Credit Union One and is here representing the Hospice of Anchorage, one of our nonprofits today.
And welcome.
Thank you, Sergeant at Arms Diane, Acting President Rick, fellow Rotarians. My name is Sue Foley, and I only gave a buck, but I've got two issues for you. One is my poker face is on. Tonight is our big last great race to end polio at Chilkoot Charlie's. If anyone has tickets in their possession that they're buying, could you please raise your hand so I know that they got you. Okay. You've paid already, and you have not paid. I had to call a caterer. This is my poker face. I had to call a caterer on Sunday and give them the head count so they know how much food to prepare. So guess what I'm getting today? Calls with ticket sales. I just want to make sure we have enough to eat. The other really good news for this club, as well as three other clubs that joined us, is I received word today that the District Grants Committee has signed our grant for Eagles Nest Orphanage, and it has been forwarded to RI. So please pray with me that there are still funds available to complete this project. Thank you.
President to be Rick, fellow Rotarians and guests, my name is Kevin Curtis, and first I'd like to introduce my guest today, who is the Executive Director of Bridge Builders, Paula Pawlowski. My second is an announcement on behalf of the Social Committee, so let me get straight to the point. First, I'd like you all to close your eyes. Nobody will touch you. And I want you to have a vision. Think of being in your kitchen, turning on the stove to medium high, putting a frying pan down, putting some extra virgin olive oil into that pan, and dropping into that pan some freshly caught trout or landlocked salmon. Hence my announcement, coming up the 21st of March, Ice Fishing Adventure, Mirror Lake. There are sign-up sheets. Please take advantage. Sign up. Our committee is planning a great activity. There will be prizes awarded. Down on the bottom it says, please bring very warm clothes. We will provide the poles, the bait, no fish. Well, there'll be fish. And refreshments. Please sign up. Let us know how many children are coming. But most important, have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, let me do these two tables together because I neglected this table. Anybody with a 7 at these two tables? Anybody with a jack? Jack? 8. Good. A jack. All right. This is the big question. Are you ready? What are the 4 charities we're supporting at the Texas Hold'em?
I can only give you 2 right now, CASA and Bridge Builders. Is that right?
Oh, and Hospice.
And Hospice and Sister
Flora. Oh, Mary Magdalene.
There you go. All right.
Well, she had help from Rotarian friends. Oh, let me go to this table. Any joyful hearts here? Great. Yes.
Acting President Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Susanna Morgan, and as my guest today is my partner, my life partner Jocelyn, and that parasite on her chest is our 5-week-old son, Reese. So I have 5 happy dollars for each of the weeks that he's been alive, and he is asleep, but if he was awake, he would like to thank you for your generosity last week in helping us get ready and bringing him into the world, and we are definitely happy because three of a kind beats a pair.
I love that. That's so great. Thank you. I hope it's the ace.
President-elect, Sergeant-at-Arms, fellow Rotarians, my name is Victor Kessler, and I have 10 happy dollars. I'd like to express what a pleasure it is to see these healthy and happy little ones here. And Francis Galela was right. I mean, months ago when I had my first one, he said that a small little baby would give you the happiest times in your life, and he absolutely was right. So thank you very much. 10 happy dollars.
I don't know, is there any sort of card-related things in that? Just okay, joyful hearts, yes.
President-elect Rick and fellow Rotarians, that light's like right in my eyes. My name's Tom Turner, and I am looking for a pair. I have an extra ticket for the event tonight at the Chilcoots, and I know Sue's worried about food, but if somebody wants to join me for a pair, I have an extra ticket, and we're looking for someone who wants to ante up. So just see me afterwards.
If that's 2,
but only 1 per customer.
Okay.
President Rick and fellow Rotarians, I'm Gloria Crone, and I don't want to pass. Here's my happy book. I'd like to introduce my guest, Sue Hill, who is with us today.
And welcome, Sue. And don't forget you have to keep these cards for the next few weeks, Joyful Hearts. Yes.
President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, my name is Gene Furman. I have a $5 bill here, and I have a test for Rick Meischer. Stand up. Do you remember, well, first of all, is your wife here?
No, she's not, but there's four or five people who would squeal.
Yeah, so do you remember this young lady?
Well, I've often said the worst thing that anybody can ask a politician is, do you remember this person? No, I don't. But I would have if I ever met her. I would not have forgotten her.
In the year 2000,
okay.
When you were mayor.
She delivered pizza to my office.
No.
No, okay.
There's never been a pizza delivery.
No, okay.
You gave her a scholarship, the Great Kids, Great News Scholarship
Program. Oh, Good News, Great Kids. I do.
We now have a UAA college graduate. My private banker from Wells Fargo, Jennifer Davis.
Jennifer. You know, the Good News, Great Kids program was a wonderful program because what it did is it honored kids who were not necessarily good athletes, though they may have been, not necessarily stellar students, though they may have been, but people who really took the lead and got involved with their school and their community. And so, Jennifer, congratulations on that. And you took advantage of the full ride scholarship, or I think the $10,000 scholarship to UAA. Congratulations. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for coming to the Rotary meeting.
And Jennifer just acknowledged that Jim was one of her teachers. Thank you, Jim. President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Heather Flynn. I have two happy bucks and one announcement. And I'm so flushed. The first one is for a woman I always refer to as Mary Red Fox, Mary Rolfing, who's just a superb human being, and I'd just like to mention that. And the second one is, I was at a meeting yesterday, and we don't usually solicit like this, but since there's so many women in our club, Awake is in desperate need of pajamas and nightgowns, all sizes. Don't have to be new, just have to be clean. If you got a spare or two, drop by. And finally, Garrett Wong and Michelle Tabler both mentioned last week and the week before that the World Affairs Council met last Friday, and Jan Agosti was their speaker. It was stunningly good. It was just an outstanding presentation. And Rotary was acknowledged as one of the collaborative partners, and particularly I thought of Kathleen and your crew because the whole clean water effort throughout the world, but particularly in Southeast Asia, was mentioned as well. And here's the good news. On Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock or Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, they rebroadcast the entire thing on KSKA. And I strongly recommend that you listen to that presentation or just, you know, podcast and download, however you do that. Thank you.
Thank you, and there's your card. And there you are for being flushed. You get a, I'll put it here.
And Heather's stealing my line. I'm Craig Bledsoe, and President Pro Tem Rick and fellow Rotarians. I just wanted to let you know that this morning I was working with the plumbers, because when you have a full house of kids like I do, sometimes you can't get a straight flush. And so that's what... Fortunately, I did make it to Rotary in time. So what I was going to announce is that, and I sent this out to a number of Rotarians, but in case you didn't get the news, this Friday at 6:30, they are having a ceremony honoring the 50 greatest women of Alaska. They're going to be inducted into an organization, and this is going to happen at the BP Energy Center, the green building in back of the BP Tower. There is free food available. What an incentive to show up. I figure every pilot in town will be there. So please come and enjoy the ceremony.
ceremony and recognize the great women of Alaska, 6:30 at the BP Energy Center this Friday. Thank you.
You know, I have a lake house in the valley, and one of the slogans for a plumbing company is a straight flush beats a full house.
President-elect Rick and fellow Rotarians, I'm Jim Lischka, and I was at my house the other day and started a fire, but couldn't find a poker. So, just wanted to acknowledge the UAA connection here, and aces to Jennifer, and to Jocelyn and Suzanne. You may not know that Jocelyn is one of our star scientists, and so I'm hoping that she can train that baby in genetics as fast as possible and get her into the lab to start working and producing all this. I got $10 for all that.
Well, thank you. Here's your card for your poker hand.
Diane, when you finish with the happy dollars over in those tables, we're going to have Barbara Swenson do our no fine top button after that.
Do I go ahead? Did you bunk her cell phone?
I didn't.
President-elect Rick, Sergeant-at-Arms Diana, I'm Bill Myronick. When I was leaving the meeting last week over in the parking lot, I found two keys and a die, the thing you shoot craps with, one of them. So if you lost them, I turned them into Hotel Lost and Found. And also, there's a letter going around, a thank you from the Bartlett Student and Teacher of the Month. If it's at your table, pass it around, pass it on to the next table. I used to make copies and put them out, but now I've gone green, and you'll just have to pass that one around. Thank you.
Good job, Bill. Thank you.
And Joyful Hearts?
I'll be right back.
Joyful Hearts?
What's your face? You get ready for the Texas Hold'em?
What? Are you commenting on the recent growth on the lip? President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, Jim Arlington, my happy dollar that I've actually got two. Last week I was in Oklahoma City to watch my son compete for the Air Force Academy at the Mountain West Conference Championships. And the first happy dollars, he was named as a stud at the Air Force Academy to the all-conference swimming and diving team. The second happy dollar is that I'll be going to see him in Austin, Texas, to Hold'em next week, where he is the first Alaskan to ever be selected to compete in the NCAA Zone Championships.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergeant-at-Arms, President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians. I'm here to introduce my guest, Mr. Steve Rader, sales manager from the Hilton Hotel. It's been a week of highs and lows here, and so I'm just wild about introducing Steve. He's very excited to have him here. So on my happy dollar here, let me open up my Texas bankroll here and donate a cool 100 pennies that at this table we weren't dealt any Suicide Kings or One-Eyed Jacks.
Okay, thank you.
And it's all for charity. Barbara, the no fines.
Okay, thank you. Well, President-elect Rick and Sergeant-at-Arms Diane and fellow Rotarians, I have five happy dollars because I'm very thrilled to have three very special guests with me today. I have Carissa Gilliam, who is the new hotel services manager for the Voyager Hotel. And Jared Kendall, who is the Assistant General Manager for the Hawthorne Suites Hotel. And Linda Steiner, who is the Sales Manager for the Clarion Suites, Hawthorne Suites, and the Voyager Hotel. No fine? Okay, great. Well, we are thrilled to have the no fine button for the month of March, and this is a very, very exciting time to be in Anchorage. On your tables, there are a couple of flyers that we did put out for you. The first one I want to bring to your attention is regarding the auction basket that we have had up there blocking Susan Bunker's beautiful face for the lunch. Sorry about that. So Carissa's going to do the Vanna thing and bring the basket around. In the basket, there is a one-night hotel stay certificate and some other wonderful goodies. All of the money donated for this auction basket will go right back to Anchorage East Rotary. So please take a look at that and reach into your pockets nice and deeply. The second thing on your table is a little mailer, and we're really proud of this program at our hotels. It says on one side, give because you can, and it has a picture of a can. Last year, we started a program at our hotels where we give you a significant discount, more than 50% off the rate, if you will donate five or more cans of food to the Food Bank of Alaska. My team was inspired to do that after participating in the mobile food pantry one weekend. And last year, we raised over 2,000 pounds of food with that program. So if you have someone coming to town and they need a place to stay or you'd like them to stay somewhere else, please think of us. We have three properties and we would love to host them. Thirdly, we're very excited again this year to sponsor two of our Iditarod mushers, two lady mushers. And so we're going to have meet and greets this week on Thursday evening. Tomorrow evening at the Clarion Suites, we will have Kelly Griffin, who was the first lady musher to complete the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod in the same year, and that was last year, 2008. And then on Friday, we will have Allie Zirkle at the Hawthorne Suites. Both ladies will host a meet and greet from 6 until 7 p.m. They bring their sleds, their dogs, and they're happy to speak to anyone who wants to come. It's a complimentary affair. We'll have light refreshments served. We'd love to see you all there. It's a wonderful event for children. They get to meet the mushers, get their autograph, have their picture taken, pet the dogs, and it's all free. So please come join us, and thank you very much for your time.
I think Paul's going to auction that off. Do you want to finish the no fine buttons, Louise? Diane?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and finish the no fine buttons, and Paul will auction off that basket.
Yeah, I'd just like to say a couple of words. Both of those mushers, by the way, are fantastic people. I've met them both on the trail. And I'm going to tell a little joke here, and then if you don't like it, you can run me out of town. But on the other hand, I've told this joke back in my club, and we have a policy back in the club that if the joke is no good, you pay the fine for everybody. But if the joke is good, then everybody else pays the fine. So we'll see how this goes. Is this club that bad?
Yeah.
This guy goes to the doctor. Doctor says, I have good news and bad news. Says, the bad news is you need a brain transplant. The good news is that we now have a procedure and we can do that. And unfortunately for the people who just died, but fortunately for you, there's a man and a woman who both died in a car accident, and both of the brains are appropriate for use. The woman's brain will cost you $10,000. The man's brain will cost you $100,000. So the patient says to the doctor, he says, I don't understand. Why is the woman's brain so much less expensive than the man's brain? The doctor said, because it's used. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
I noticed 12 and a, I noticed 32.5% of our club was clapping, and they were all women. So,
yeah, the guy
is, I'll count how many men we have in the club, and then you can pay that, and we'll count how many women, and we'll pay you that.
The guys are still trying to figure out the joke.
Yeah, okay.
We can auction this off, $30 right now, $30, you can leave $30 right there, $40, $40 now $50, $40 now $50, $40 now $50, $40 now $50, $50, thank you, $60, $60 now $70, $60 now $70, $60, $70, are you in? He's in at $60, $70?
Well, I'm doing it.
$60 now $70, you're in at $60, $70, $60, once, twice, $70, $80, $70, $80, $70, $80, $80, $80, $90, $80, $90, $80, $90, $80 going once, twice, sold it, $80 right there, way to go.
Diane, are you done? Do you have... But you have one more table at the end there.
Yes.
And then we're going to have to move along real quickly.
I know. Acting President Rick, a pair of guests. I think they're two of a kind. From Mary Magdalene Home, one of the organizations that we support, Executive Director Nancy Cole and Board Member Mindy O'Neill. Welcome them.
Thank you, Diane. President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm Woody Angst. I have three of a kind, all youth exchange related. The Rotary Foundation, as you know, is in town as part of the Iditarod and also to recognize Ted Trueblood over at the International Club for his generous contribution to the foundation. But the news to us is that the foundation has asked youth exchange to get involved. We will have 10 or 12 of our inbound students here in the Anchorage area participating in the start of the Iditarod. Jimmy has been contacted and he will be participating with that group. Jimmy, represent us well. Secondly, I just got back from Montreal for the annual conference of the North American Youth Exchange Network. This was particularly exciting to me because we had six members of our district committee at the conference, 235 Rotarians, 109 districts from 19 countries around the world. This group is attracting a lot of attention now globally. We had the immediate past president, Will Fulkerson, and the president nominee for Rotary International among our participants in the conference, and it's looking like youth exchange and youth services is going to be one of the top three priorities 2 years from now for the president of RI. This is very exciting. And lastly, they say confession is good for the soul, so I will, in addition to this dollar, write a check to the Rotary Foundation for $100. I was elected to become president of the North American Youth Exchange Network for the year 2011-2013. So for the next 2 years, I'm on the board as president-elect, and then I'll step up as chairman. I thank you, and I thank this district for the tremendous support to Youth Exchange and your confidence in me. Thank you.
Thank you. Did I forget? Here we go.
President-elect Rick, fellow Rotarians, I'm John Dyson. Real quick, five happy bucks, because everybody knows in Texas Hold'em, you need five cards, best five cards. This weekend, my dad talked me into doing the running of the reindeer, which was fun. We, real quick poker reference, we beat them because we put on our poker face, called their bluff, went all in, ran in front of a full house on 4th Avenue. Also, want to make a comment and appreciate Rick for his good hosting of the Sports Hall of Fame on Thursday. And I saw some other Rotarians there, Bobby and Jim Olson were there. It was a great presentation. Thank you for what you did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John.
All right. Did I miss any joyful hearts?
Okay, we need to move on here. Thank you. Thanks very much, Sergeant at Arms, Dan. Would the members of our four organizations that we support please come forward? Mary Magdalene Center, Friends of CASA, Bridge Builders, and Hospice Alaska. Would they please come up here? We gave each of these organizations a check for $10,000 last year. We have some additional money we'd like to give to them this year, and we also have an event going on that we hope to be giving more to these organizations. So, Hospice. Bridge Builders. And CASA, right here. These are the four organizations that we've been supporting for the last 2 years and hope to continue supporting. So let's have a round of applause for the four. Okay, if you guys, if everybody will be patient and plan on staying until at least 5 after 1, maybe 10 after 1, because we are behind. But I would like to invite Rosalie Nadeau to come and introduce our guest speaker. Rosalie.
It is my pleasure to introduce Christine Artuso, who has more initials behind her name than most people ever even see. She's a nurse, director of the Neuroscience Services at Providence Alaska Medical Center. She's going to talk about strokes. While almost everyone can identify the signs of heart attack, Christy's goal is to share information with us and with Alaskans statewide about stroke. She's been presenting on the topic for the Anchorage School District nurses, Rotaries, and other groups on new and promising technology that can bring hope if the stroke victim gets help in time, and also how to identify the times. And you've all heard me talk about TBI, traumatic brain injury. Strokes are a traumatic brain injury, and she just was telling me she's going to be in Juneau next week talking to the legislature about the fact that we're one of less than half the states that don't address TBI in the way that provides good support for them. So it was fortuitous for me to be able to introduce Christy.
If you just give me 1 second, we're going to turn on the PowerPoint.
Did we come up?
Yep. Gotta love technology. So thank you very much for your warm welcome. I will actually use a mic today. I also do not normally need one, but I have very little voice left today. I'm not sure why, but my teenage son is happy. So I am the director of neurosciences. We developed a stroke program a little over a year ago, and I'm very, very excited to be here today with you to talk a little bit about stroke. So while I'm talking, I want you to find on your table there is a little piece of paper with a red line on it. I'm not going to collect them. I won't ask you to put your name on it, but I do encourage you to look at it, fill it out, and just kind of take in the information that it gives you. It's a self-assessment tool that will tell you whether you're at risk for stroke. So hopefully, we're going to learn something today together. Did you know that stroke is the third leading cause of death in the United States? It is actually the fourth leading cause of death in Alaska. Does anyone want to guess why it's the fourth leading cause of death here? Yeah, accidents. We have more fun. So it is only the third leading cause of death in the United States, fourth in Alaska, but more people die from stroke in the state of Alaska than in the rest of the lower 48. The reason is that we are a large area. We're a large state. It's very difficult to access care. We did not, until about 6 months ago, have the evidence-based therapies here in the state of Alaska that have been available in the lower 48 for almost 10 years. We now have all those therapies here. There are almost 800,000 new strokes every single year in the United States, and 500,000 are brand new, and many of those can be prevented. And if they are diagnosed early, we can actually eliminate all the disability associated with them. Stroke is the leading cause of disability in the state of Alaska. So we're very, very passionate about identifying the signs and symptoms of stroke, minimizing the risk factors, and getting the care to our patients in a timely fashion. Of all people who survive a stroke, 90% have their lives impacted significantly. They may never work again. They may never, ever support their families again. And here in Anchorage, the patients that I've seen have been between the ages of 40 and 60 overall. That's a very young population. So for those of you that thought, I don't need to worry about this, it only happens to really old people, not true. And we're increasing our risk factors every day. Now, how many of you enjoy watching the Dow Jones every day? And I'm glad you're laughing because I don't think there's anything else we could do. So yeah, I enjoy watching it. $6 billion in healthcare hospitalization costs every year. $6 billion. And $57 billion in overall costs for the care of stroke patients. Why? Because we allow people to suffer permanent disabilities. We don't act quickly enough. We don't get the care to those people. And we have to do that. So we're going to be on the road getting the care to the patients in the state of Alaska. And I'm really excited about that. So let's define stroke so that everyone knows what we're talking about. What is a stroke? Well, a stroke occurs when one of the vessels that brings oxygen to the brain is either blocked or it ruptures. So if the blood doesn't get to the brain, then those cells in the brain do not get the oxygen and nutrients that they need to function, and they stop working. And for most of us,
not 100%. The brain actually controls all of our work, everything we do. So anytime those brain cells do not get oxygen, they may die or cease to function. So think of it this way. Think about a tree and the branches of that tree feeding all the leaves. The brain cells are like the leaves on a tree, and those blood vessels that feed those leaves provide oxygen and nutrients so they can flourish and do their job. This is a nice picture of what an ischemic stroke looks like. This is a blood clot in a vessel. See all that white stuff? That white stuff is what we call plaque. It comes from cholesterol and other fatty substances. It's deposited over time. It takes a while to build up, but eventually, as the blood flows through that vessel, it begins to accumulate around that white plaque, and it will eventually block it. It causes a sudden blockage and a stoppage of blood flow to that area. So that's one type of stroke. When those nerve or brain cells are affected, the part of the body that they control doesn't function. The reason I'm focusing on that is because strokes look different in different people. Most of you might say, well, I know what a stroke is. They can't move one half of their body. They can't speak. Or maybe they're just confused. Well, that is one type of stroke. But there are other signs and symptoms that we see. Patients that come in and say, you know, I was swallowing my pills last night and they just didn't go down the right way. These are the younger patients that we don't always think stroke. Or they say, I got up this morning and my arm was tingling. And then it went away. But now it's back again. But now it feels numb. And I can't move it. But everything else is fine. So that person has waited to come to the hospital. So the effects of a stroke can be permanent or they can be temporary and resolved because of medications and treatments that we now have available. So how many of you have heard of what's called a mini stroke? Yeah, a few people have heard of that. A mini stroke happens when that blood collects around the plaque and then clears. So it's a short-term blockage. And what happens is that short-term blockage causes those brain cells to stop functioning very quickly, and then it goes away. We call that a warning sign. There is a problem in that blood vessel, and over 15% of all strokes are preceded by a transient ischemic attack or a mini stroke. 15%, that's a very large number of people that could come in and we could prevent it from ever happening. Not just undoing it, but preventing it completely. So when I got to Alaska, by the way, I've been here, this is my third winter, and I love Alaska. And I came from the New York City area, where we've been doing all of this for a long time, and I came up here and said, wow, I'm going to be busy for a couple of years. So if we can get you into the hospital, we can prevent this from happening. And now, when I came here, we didn't even admit patients with TIAs. Now we admit almost 90% of them for one day. So we can test, identify where the blockage is, and clear it. No stroke. There are two different types of strokes because many of you may have heard about bleeding strokes or hemorrhagic strokes. Those are more severe, but they don't happen as often. About 87% of all strokes are the ones with the blood clot or some type of a blockage in a blood vessel. So most strokes are the type that we can actually treat. The hemorrhagic strokes are usually more severe. When people have hemorrhagic strokes where a blood vessel bursts, many of them never make it to the hospital. And that's sad, but at least it's a smaller percentage. We have some things we can do if we identify them early, like controlling your blood pressure, minimizing those risk factors. However, the ones that we're really focusing on right now are the ones that people ignore. And that's the larger number, 87% ischemic strokes. So this is a picture that shows you the two types. If you look, the hemorrhagic or bleeding stroke, the blood vessel breaks, blood collects, causes pressure against those fine little cells, and ceases to allow them to work. They don't get blood supply, they just have pressure around them. And look at the damage here. When we have a blockage in that blood vessel, everything that that blood vessel feeds does not get any oxygenated blood anymore. So that entire part of the brain is not able to function. So that patient will come in with very, very severe symptoms. So what does it look like? There's a quiz after this. Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, the arm, the leg, usually on one side of the body, but not always. Sudden confusion or trouble understanding. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Sudden trouble walking. Sudden onset of dizziness or loss of balance or coordination. Or a sudden severe headache with no known cause. So here's the quiz. What is the one factor that you see in each of those statements that is the same? Very good. Okay, he doesn't have to pay any fines anymore. All right, so the word sudden, all right, it's a sudden onset. So when someone comes in and says, I've had a headache for 6 days, it just hasn't changed. I don't get real excited. I work them up. But I'm not going to run really fast and say, I can help this person right away, because that's not what a stroke looks like. But when someone comes in and says, all of a sudden, my right hand went numb, I get really excited. And I say, we have to move very quickly. I want to see what caused it. And maybe it's nothing. But I would much rather move quickly and identify whether it's something significant or not. So what do you do if this happens? The one concept I would like you to remember today are the words on the bottom. Time equals brain. The difference in stroke care is that the more minutes that go by, the more of those brain cells that we cannot recover. Brain cells do not regenerate. We can't regrow them. They take years and decades to regenerate. So the longer you wait to get help, the more damage that becomes permanent. We also know that people that get into a healthcare center within 90 minutes of the beginning of those stroke centers, or those stroke signs and symptoms, we can reverse that stroke almost 100% of the time. As the clock ticks out, that percentage gets smaller and smaller. So it does change. Many hospitals in Alaska, to be exact, 67.5%, have one medication available that can be used to dissolve that clot very quickly. There are a few risks to giving it, but it is the nationally accepted standard of care, and we don't do it in Alaska. But we are now. So within 3 hours, we can give you intravenously a medication that will dissolve that clot and completely reverse the stroke symptoms. But what if that doesn't work? Well, now, as of a few months ago, I can take you into one of our cardiac cath labs. You all know what a cardiac catheterization is. When we take you into a lab and we look at all the arteries in the heart, we can now look at the arteries in the brain. And we can actually go right in with a catheter and we can inject that same medication right into the clot and dissolve it, opening up the blood flow in that tree. And if that doesn't work, we have a very cool new little toy called a Mercy Clot Retriever, which looks like a corkscrew, and we insert that right up into the clot, open it up, and it pulls the clot right out. And we have actually done it successfully twice since we got it in. The key is, the only people that are eligible are the ones that get into the hospital in that frame of time, 3 to 6 hours. We can use a Mercy Clot Retriever up to 8 hours, but when you get toward that 8-hour limit, the outcomes are not nearly as good. So we're really, really encouraging people to recognize those signs and come into the hospital very quickly. So this is our motto, and this is throughout the entire state of Alaska. You'll see you have a poster on the table. I have some bookmarks that I got down in Juneau a few months ago called FAST. Face, ask someone to smile. Is their face even? Arms, ask them to raise both arms. Does one just slowly drift down? Speech, ask them to repeat words. Is their speech very clear? And time, call for help fast, 911, if that's appropriate in your area, or get to your emergency medical systems very quickly. So, let's ask you a couple of quick questions, and I'm doing my best to get you out of here on your time frame. Things that you can't change. You can lie about these, but you can't change them. What is your age, male or female? Heredity, what about your parents? Did you have any heart disease or stroke in your family? Race, African Americans are much more susceptible to stroke than Caucasian Americans. And do you have a history of a prior stroke or a prior TIA or a mini stroke? Those are things that you can't change. They are what they are. High blood pressure. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. that some of you in this room, I'm fairly confident, have been told that you have high blood pressure, maybe more on some days than others. My husband developed high blood pressure when he married me. He's now on medication and he takes it. So, because I don't want to take care of him if he has a stroke. The reality is, you need to take your medication. We can't control all these things without it. We've learned more in the past 20 years than we knew 100 years prior. We've learned more in the past 10 years than we knew over the past 50 years. It's been exponential. Tobacco use. If you smoke, don't. I quit. I was a nurse who smoked in the intensive care unit for years. It was part of our culture. It was encouraged. It was easier to let us smoke and drink coffee than it was to give us lunch break. The reality is, it's very bad for your health. And you have to find ways to quit. And we now have great aids that will help you quit. Diabetes. If you have diabetes, you need to control it. These are major risk factors that are on your sheet, but they're also in a survey that we conduct on every stroke patient because they've been documented to increase the risk for stroke by 2, 3, 5, and 10 times. And the more risk factors you have on top of each other, the higher your risk is for stroke. Carotid artery disease that you know about. Your doctor should be checking the blood flow in your carotids just with a stethoscope, non-invasive, doesn't cost anything, just listen. And atrial fibrillation, I'm really excited about this one. This is an irregular heartbeat where your heart just quivers in the top chambers. Not real deadly. Many people live with it, especially as they age. It becomes almost normal. But it's a major risk factor for a clot going to the brain. What we can do now is we have new therapies that we use in our cardiology lab where we can actually go in and eliminate that tissue that causes that arrhythmia. So very, very exciting developments in our ability to treat these without medication. Other risk factors. Some people have blood disorders that causes their blood to clot a little more significantly. You should be aware of that. People who've had small mini strokes before, high blood cholesterol, being physically inactive, not good. Current recommendations, 30 minutes a day. I don't know how many of you manage that. I don't, but I do think about it. People who are obese or overweight by 10, 20, 50 pounds, something to think about. Excessive alcohol use, defined as more than one or two drinks per day. Illegal drug use. These are all things that compound the risk. And so people that you know, friends, family members, think about those risks. Take our risk assessment survey home and think about the impact. So I always like to say one or two quick words about blood pressure. We've also learned a lot about blood pressure. Years ago, 140 over 90, that's fine, you're getting older. We expect it. No more. All right, now we want everyone's blood pressure below 120 over 80. If it's slightly above that, that is considered pre-hypertension or pre-high blood pressure. And if you smoke, and if you're 20 pounds overweight, what kind of risk factors did I just add up? So think about them as they get together. So the top number represents the force of the blood against the blood vessels as the heart pumps, and the bottom number is what's left over when it's resting. So we like the top number below 120, the bottom number below 80. 120 to 139 over 80 to 89 is pre-hypertension. What does that tell you about 140 over 90? That's real high blood pressure. And we're seeing it in younger and younger people every single day. So you really owe it to yourselves for your long, happy lifestyles that you make sure that you keep your blood pressure under wraps. And we're living in a society where that's just part of how we live. So what should you do? Take your medications as they're prescribed. Don't ever stop your medications on your own. What happens when you do that? Your blood pressure goes like this, right up to the ceiling, and you don't feel it. And that can be a devastating stroke. So I will encourage you, don't ever stop those medications if you don't like them. You don't like the way they feel. Have a conversation with your primary care provider. We have lots of choices. All right, we can change them to meet your needs so you feel good on your medication. And watch your blood pressure. Eat a heart healthy diet rich in fruits and vegetables. That's easy in Alaska. Low in salt, saturated fats, trans fats, and cholesterol. So keep them under wraps. You can't eliminate them and have it fix everything. But it's good to eat a heart healthy diet. Enjoy regular physical exercise, what works for you. Limit your alcohol intake to less than 1 to 2 drinks per day. Don't smoke. Continue to improve your eating habits. Be physically active. Get your blood pressure checked and treat it if needed. Reach and maintain a healthy weight. Decrease your stress. That's easy too. Seek emotional support if you can't decrease your stress. And have regular medical checkups, and that's once a year for most of us. All right, so it's really your choice to decrease your risk factors for stroke. It's your choice in how you live every day of your life and whether or not you put yourself at risk. There are always going to be those who did nothing in their life to cause them to be at risk, and they just have a stroke because of age, heredity, etc. But we really want to encourage you to get to the hospital in time. And just so you know, we just installed last week telemedicine programs in Anchorage. We installed them in Juneau. We installed in Seward and in Kodiak Island. We have another several sites coming up which will put a stroke neurologist with the patient within 7 to 9 minutes of their arrival in the hospital. So we're going to use technology to get that neurologist in front of you to try to make a difference in how we treat these patients. So we're looking for the sky, and we want to do much better. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. Speak up.
If you take your meds for hypertension and or diabetes, does that eliminate that?
It significantly, if it's under control. So when you're on medication for hypertension, you still have to monitor your blood pressure periodically. So if it's under control, it does eliminate that risk. The problem with most people is many people that were hypertensive for 10 years and then they went on medication, so they still have a little higher risk than someone who maybe is diagnosed at a young age and continues. Good question. But if you keep it under control, it does decrease the risk. Yes?
What's available for routine screenings of the mass population? Ultrasound, MRI?
We don't routinely screen for stroke unless you have two or more risk factors, and then your primary provider will do a physical exam, assess how high those risk factors are, listen to your carotids, they'll check your lab work, make sure your cholesterol is under control, and if you're at risk, like for me now, I'm older than I was last year, and so they do check my carotids because I have a family history of stroke, and they're clean right now. But I haven't had any invasive tests or any kind of carotid Dopplers which show us those blockages unless I were to begin to feel that my risk factors were going up. But annual screening, annual blood work, and then making sure you take those medications and keep the things that they find under control. It's great to get the blood test, but when you go, alrighty, my cholesterol is elevated, I'll check it next year. Not a good thing to do.
Christy, thank you very much. Very good. Very good presentation. We have some high standards on a presentation, and that one was very good, very well organized, and very informative. Thank you very much, Christy. Okay, let's have our drawing, and then we will adjourn the meeting. And Christy said she will stay if you have any questions about your high blood pressure or whatever you might have questions about stroke.
Yes. Don't forget to keep your cards for the next few weeks and build that poker hand. And thank you. Okay, today you get to choose. Will you choose, please? Thank you. And this is for the chocolates and the money. And the number is, thank you. The last three numbers are 856. 856. Oh, yay, come on, we have a visitor.
Okay, all right.
Wonderful.
Yes, good.
Okay, this is the John Bassler Memorial Scholarship Split the Pot. How about if you finish this song? All right, here we go. Just name that tune, okay? I don't want to be too mean to a guest. Gonna take a... Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna take...
I have no idea.
I think the money is rolling forward, but we'll give you the
okay.
Chocolate.
Thank you. Sentimental Journey. Thank you very much. We are adjourned. before the yeah. I bet it's good. Yeah. Yeah. I bet it will be. Won't be for 6 months, I don't think. But we may. So, hey, Bert. Well, I don't think so. I think Jeff just has to do it. Why don't Greg Solomon? I think Greg Solomon. Okay. Bill, how you doing? Thank you.
Thank you. Here. Still recording too. Appreciate that. Appreciate it.